Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Celebrating its 33rd summer season, Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival is a critically acclaimed professional nonprofit theater company based in Garrison, New York. The festival has established a reputation for engaging and highly inventive productions staged under an iconic open-air theater tent overlooking the Hudson River at historic Boscobel House and Gardens. Jason O'Connell joins us now to fill us in on two of Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival's current offerings. Returning to the festival for a 10th season, the actor and playwright is portraying Cyrano in a new adaptation of the classic Edmond Rostand tale, which O'Connell has co-written with Brenda Withers. Cyrano is a co-production with Two River Theater in Red Bank, New Jersey. He's also playing the narrator slash mysterious man in the James Lapine Stephen Sondheim musical Into the Woods. Jason O'Connell, welcome to the Roundtable.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Let's start with how this adaptation of Cyrano began. You've co-written it with Brenda Withers, and you star in it as Cyrano. How did it come to be? How did it come to be at Hudson Valley Shakespeare?
Well, it came to be initially because of a woman named Kathleen Culebro Anderson at Amphibian Stage, which is a theater in Fort Worth, Texas. She and I had been looking for a project to do for a while together, and she reached out to me pretty much exactly 2 years ago to ask if I might be interested in directing a small cast version of Cyrano. She didn't know that I, you know, harbored a deep love for Cyrano or that it would necessarily pique my interest. She was just, you know, thinking of different things to possibly pitch me as a director to come down to her theater. And when I perked up at the thought of it, you know, we started looking at different versions of the script that already existed. I mean, I had directed a lot of small cast Shakespeare, and I thought, well, I could just apply that, you know, the way directors often do now. You know, you can either work from a cutting of a Shakespeare and kind of you know, manipulate the text to suit the number of actors you want, or you just say, okay, well, I'm just going to have actors double, triple, quadruple roles to satisfy that condition. And there was one script that she had read that was kind of built for only a few people, but it was very it was very light, I guess I would say. It probably ran about 45 minutes. It was more, felt more like a children's theater adaptation. It didn't have a lot of the as much of the poetry or the wit, you know, a lot of what I loved about the, you know, about the story was kind of glossed over a bit, which is understandable because it was really being built for, I think that one was built for three actors. So I said, well, I'm happy to work from a more traditional text, you know, one that might have 30, 40, 50 characters, and figure out how to whittle it down or just make the casting work to accommodate. And it was her idea to have a new adaptation for her theater, and she asked me to write it. And I thought, well, that's lovely. I had not done. She knew of my writing. I had written several solo shows for myself as a performer, but I had never done anything like this. And we only had a few months until the production was supposed to go into rehearsal. So I was interested. I was intrigued, but I also thought it was a tall order. And then she unwittingly kind of suggested me co-writing it with somebody who had been one of my closest friends for about 15 years. She did not know that I had known Brenda Withers, that she and I had any kind of connection, but Brenda had worked for her in the past and had written some plays that had been produced at her theater and thought we'd be a good fit together. And then I said, well, now I'm really intrigued because you don't realize this, but I have a great admiration for the friendship with Brenda. And so I thought, well, it seems impossible. You know, we only had a few months to do it, but if Brenda's amenable, let's give it a try. So that's how it started. But the truth is, I mean, like I said, my interest was piqued because it had always been a bucket list role for me as an actor, Cyrano. So it was funny to be approaching it from the two avenues I hadn't considered previously, a writer and a director. That was how I first took on this particular adaptation. I wasn't going to act in it, but I was going to co-write and then direct it, and that was a wonderful experience. And then Davis McCallum, a dear friend, he's the artistic director of Hudson Valley Shakespeare, he had come and seen that world premiere production down in Texas, and he really enjoyed it and really liked the adaptation and thought it would work well under the Hudson Valley tent.
You said a couple of times that you have a pre-existing love and interest in the story and the character. Could you expand on that? Tell me more about what it is about the story, the tale, the adventure, the poetry that piques your interest.
You know, I think it's, now, and with a bit of 20/20 hindsight, as a professional actor, I think it's one of those roles that feels like a mountain to climb, not unlike Hamlet. You know, it's like it contains multitudes. It has, there's the swashbuckling, but there's the great intellect and the romance and the humor and the tragedy. I mean, it's kind of like, it's a greatest hits compilation for an actor in and of itself. I think that's something that appeals about it. And I've heard, and I actually think the play Bernhard Hamlet's, Teresa Rebeck's play, speaks to the idea that when Rostand was writing this, it was almost like he was kind of, it was like he was writing his Hamlet, not that they're the same in any way, but that it was writing that kind of a role for an actor. But I had discovered Cyrano, as I think a lot of people have, and that's what I've been hearing after the show, as through Steve Martin. I had discovered it through Roxanne, through the movie Roxanne, when I was a kid. I had seen that movie when I was a teenager, and I was just delighted by it, moved by it, really kind of fell in love with it. It was one of my favorite movies growing up, and it wasn't until I was actively pursuing an education in theater and acting when I was in college that I saw a version of the original play and really saw what the full scope of it was and what the places the story went that were not part of Steve Martin's adaptation. But I will say that adaptation did really speak to me as a teenager, and as a, at that time when I was a teenager, I was pursuing stand-up comedy before I was pursuing a life in the theater, really. But so I had, an affinity for somebody who was not only, considered a quick wit, but was also not necessarily as, successful with the ladies as he might like to be, and, was self-conscious about his image and his physical. I mean, I think it's all very, I actually think the story of Cyrano is a very, there's something very teenage, very teenager friendly about it in a way, because I do think it appeals to an individual's fantasies about themselves, about both what they're capable of, how we build ourselves up in our minds to be, we're really, if people could only see how wonderful we are at this, that, or the other thing, but yet simultaneously we harbor these insecurities about whatever it might be. For Cyrano, of course, it's his pronounced nose, his proboscis, but for others of us, it could be anything, it could be a pimply face or love handles or something we don't like about anything about our physical appearance that we feel paralyzed by, and what we do to make up for that, and how those things in our youth, that extreme insecurity, then that kind of ends up defining us for better and worse, the things that we can't see past, but also the things we achieve in spite of that or because of that. And I think that, that always spoke to me in that character. And I then, like I said, I discovered the play proper through seeing recordings of Derek Jacobi playing the role. And I just realized once I had aspirations toward classical theater, I realized, oh, what an incredible kind of role it is. What a mountain to climb as an actor. But, it was very interesting going back to it in the mode of adapting it or preparing to direct it, and kind of going back to the core of what spoke to me about it, and kind of realizing, even in the original text, in the Rostand, realizing, boy, this really is, in some ways, it really is kind of a teenage fantasy. I think it still possesses that quality, even in the original.
How does your relationship with the text you've adapted change from working on it as a writer, and then as a director, and now as a performer?
Oh, it's fascinating. It really is. It's my fiance, Kate Hamill. She is a playwright and an actor. She doesn't direct, at least not yet. But she has adapted many classic works and written plays that then she herself has appeared in and as an actor. And I've been in many of those with her. I've directed her as well. But I've never quite been, she keeps saying, oh, I'm so glad you're in my shoes now. Like, now I'm finally really feeling what it's like to be in a play that I have written as an actor and realizing, you know, it's funny because you have to know when to, you have to know which hat to have on at which time. And that's not just during the rehearsal process, but when you're on stage too, it's a very interesting experience. You know, as an actor, normally, of course, you're seeing the grand scope of the arc of the production and where the story needs to go, but you're focused on your part of it, you know, and your part of the story that you're telling, and you don't really take on the responsibility of the rest. But I do find that it's quite a challenge to not have that, you know, that third eye or that God eye watching, you know, like trying to watch over everything and feel like, well, how is this going? How is this being received? What can I do to keep the writer's ball in the air, you know, while I'm doing my part as an actor? And you really have to kind of bifurcate yourself and say, all right, I'm right now, you know, I did my job as a writer. When I was directing it, I did my job as a director. Now my director here, Meredith McDonough, who's brilliant, wonderful, she's done her job. And now my job is to just, you know, tell this part of the story. I'm responsible for Cyrano's arc, and it's a large arc, and it is the, you know, obviously the lion's share of things. But still, that's the part that I'm responsible for night to night. And how Roxanne's story gets told is on, you know, the shoulders of Brittany Simpson, the actress playing her, and Christiane's is being taken by that actor, you know. And so I have to really, you know, as the writer, you have one responsibility, and then once you're acting, you have to just kind of, you have to ride the slipstream. You have to just kind of, you know, let the play take you where it's going to and just be in the moment. And it can be challenging in a great way.
I imagine if you found yourself while you were performing thinking of the script or thinking of being the writer too much, you might go up on a line or something. You'd find yourself distracted.
Yes, absolutely.
And so you have to not do that.
It hamper you. Yeah, for sure. So, you know, like, and it's funny because sometimes my fellow actors will come to me at intermission and they'll be like, I'm so sorry. I screwed that up, or I didn't say that right. And I'm like, I didn't notice. And they're like, well, you're the playwright, and I feel weird. I'm like, I'm not thinking as the playwright out there. You know, if I'm thinking as the playwright out there too much, then we're all in trouble. You know, I'm just thinking as Cyrano, and I'm, you know, whatever you give me, I'm serving back, you know. So, yeah, exactly. It can, and it does happen, you know. I think early on, in the earliest performances, because we were still in rehearsal mode, you know, and I'm still walking that line, you know, there are those nights where you're like, huh, what's not quite there yet. And it's that realization that, oh, I have to now really step out of one role and into another and embrace that fully. And I've found that that's been, yeah, you can feel the difference when you're just approaching it as an actor. And it's great. It's very liberating to just say, like, okay, you know, that part of it is done, that's there, and now I just have to do this part of my job.
Cyrano runs through August 30th. It is directed, as you mentioned a moment ago, by Meredith McDonough. Tell me a little bit more about working with her.
Oh, she's fantastic. She was, you know, we were kind of set up on a date of sorts by Davis McCallum, who had admired her work for years. She had a long history at the Actors Theater of Louisville. She was there for many years. And actually, she knew my co-writer well. Brenda had worked with her as an actor there and spoke very highly of her, and so did Davis. And so, you know, I went into the meeting feeling like, oh, I'm going to love this woman, and I did. I mean, she's got she's so generous and so warm and has such a wonderful sense of humor and such great insight. And that's always so exciting to be paired with a director, you know, because the first time I worked on this script, I was directing it myself. So to really give myself as an actor and give the script over to somebody who's, you know, going to have their own interpretation and bring their own spirit to it. And she's just, you know, it was a dream collaboration, which is great, because of course you wonder, oh, am I going to constantly be thinking, well, I wouldn't have done it that way. But never, never.
Cyrano runs at the Baskerville House and Gardens Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival, presents Cyrano through August 30th. As we mentioned, it is co-written by Jason O'Connell and Brenda Withers, and Jason, our guest now, is playing Cyrano. You're also in the Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival production of Into the Woods, the acclaimed James Lapine and Stephen Sondheim musical directed by Jen Thompson. I believe this is the first time that Hudson Valley Shakespeare has done a full musical theater production. What has that been like?
Yeah, I believe it's the first musical they've ever done in their 33-year history. I mean, there's always, you know, there are songs or things under, right, you know, as part of different Shakespeare productions. But yeah, this is the first time they've tackled something like that. And I remember Davis telling me when they were announcing the season last fall, when he was going to do the formal announcement of Cyrano and stuff, that was when I first heard about Into the Woods being part of the season. And I remember him saying, oh, what do you think? I think, you know, I mean, it's a big gamble in some ways, you know, because they had never done something like that before. And I remember thinking, oh, I think that's perfect. I think that's a brilliant idea. And it is. It's just turned out so beautifully. I mean, that setting at Baskerville, you know, that outdoor setting, it's so beautiful for Shakespeare. It's so perfect for our Cyrano. And it is obviously, you know, it's an ideal location for Into the Woods. And it really is, it's a magical combination. But, you know, outdoor theater is so unpredictable. That's one of the beautiful things about it. But a musical, and especially a Sondheim, you know, the precision is key. And also you wonder, well, gosh, with a rainstorm going on or something, what's it going to sound like? And they've just put together the most incredible team of musicians and sound technicians. All those people supporting the actors have been stellar, as was Jen Thompson, our director. And it really, I mean, I had a good feeling about it from the beginning. I thought, well, this is going to really work out here. But it's working even better than I had imagined. You know, it really has come together beautifully, and it sounds beautiful under the tent. Audiences are going nuts for it. And it's delightful to be a part of it. I play the narrator and the mysterious man. Mm-hmm. So I don't get proper names really in this show, but I have a significant role to play.
You slink about a bunch, but you have a lot of very funny lines, and then play an integral role ultimately.
yes, definitely. And I get to sing for the first time under the tent, which I, you know, and I haven't. I used to do musicals all the time, but I haven't. It's been many years since I've done a musical, because I just, you know, my career moved much more into Shakespeare and the classics, and then writing my own work and directing, all of the things we've been talking about. And musicals haven't really been ahead in a long time, so I was nervous. I was very nervous. I was like, oh, this audience, I've been there 10 seasons on and off since 2008, and I thought, wow, this audience has seen me do a lot of different things, but I hope they don't cover their ears when I say this. That's been very rewarding to have people say, oh, you have such a nice voice. But it really has been, it's such a lovely ensemble, and it's really nice as the narrator to kind of preside over this new thing for the festival to embark on, and to see how the audiences respond, and to be in support. You know, there are so many wonderful actors in it, but, you know, the Hudson Valley Shakespeare has large rep companies do. They have a conservatory company of younger actors who are either still in undergrad or grad school, or just recently, you know, young actors in their early 20s, often who are embarking on their professional careers. And some of those conservatory members are playing very, very significant roles in Into the Woods. And I just find myself feeling so happy for them and proud of them, because they're just doing such wonderful work. And they're, you know, every bit the equal of the more seasoned or experienced actors of the Equity Company who's there. And it's such a fantastic ensemble. And I find myself very, very moved by it every night, like, as the narrator, while, you know, watching these young actors like take that tent. That's a big space to command, with or without a microphone, and they do it so beautifully, and it's very inspiring.
Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival presents the James Lapine Stephen Sondheim musical Into the Woods, directed by Jen Thompson, through September 8th. and Cyrano, directed by Meredith McDonough, through August 30th. Cyrano is a co-production with Two River Theater in Red Bank, New Jersey. Our guest has been Jason O'Connell. Jason, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much, Sarah. It's been a pleasure.
For showtime and ticket information, visit hvshakespeare.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.